Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotam, Klal Nun, and we learned Simen Yudal and Tesvav. Now we're focusing on Simen Tesvav. So the Chayyotam spoke about a case where a person drinks hot drinks. An example is tea and coffee, which you drink slowly, so the time it takes to drink is more than Kadesh Tiyas Revias. And but we could argue that this is the normal way that these drinks are drunk, so maybe that should be be sufficient to be mitzarif them for the purposes of bracha for it. No, the Chayyotam says no. That even so, it's not mitzarif. You do not say a bracha for it. No. So according to the Chayyotam, a person drinks tea or coffee and takes a time in drinking it, he would not say a bracha for it, no, because there's no point in time where he has the appropriate amount to drink in the correct time frame. Now, a person obviously has a not a hot tea or coffee, but has a warm one, and he drinks it quickly. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a person is drinking them while they're still hot, and it takes a long time to drink them. So that is the sheet of the Chayyotam, and the Nishma Zadim, he tries to bring a raya. This is a machlokes in the Gemara, and the fact that the Rambam does not bring that shita indicates that we don't argue that since it's the derech, that's a valid way to eat it or drink it, the case of where there's actually eating, and therefore the allotted time is extended. And Mr. Burr brings this. He brings that many, this is a big machlokes, this is machlokes rabba. It's a big machlokes amongst the poskim, and our poskim on both sides of the argument on this, and therefore he suggests at the end, so according to some poskim, you're mechuyev in a bracha achrona. According to some poskim, you're not mechuyev, and if you're not mechuyev, you're not allowed to say bracha achrona because it's a bracha levatola. So what should you do? So Mishnah Berurah suggests leaving, says anshei maisa, leave at the end of the drink a certain amount to cool off, that they're able to drink at least part of the drink at the end. They're able to drink it a revius in the allotted time of Kadesh Tiyas Revias, or at least in the time of the Achilles Pras, and therefore they're able to say Bracha Achrona and be Yotze Boshitas. He doesn't say it's a Chiyav Gomer, he just says Anshei Maisa, this is what they do. Interestingly enough, there is a Ber Heitev earlier which says it could be that won't work, because if the derech of these things is to drink them hot, you drink it cold, maybe it's not considered the derech Shtia, and you wouldn't be B'chayiv and a Bracha Achrona. The Shari Chuba brings an opinion that one says, nah, that's not an argument. The Maisa, you're being the henna. The fact that you're drinking it more slowly, more quickly than usual, because it's not as hot as usual, will not be a reason not to say Bracha Achrona on such a thing. But there is such a Shita. Now, Halacha L'Maisa, it's hard to give a final Hakra on this, because there are both Shitas both ways, and therefore the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah really sounds like the appropriate thing to do, because according to many Achronim, a person is mechuyev in saying a bracha achrona. According to many Achronim, a person is not allowed to say a bracha achrona. So the best eitza really is to try and find the eitza of the Mishnah Berurah of making sure that you do it in such a way. Now the other option, of course, is having the drink at the same time as something else, which is vadei chayiv in the bracha achrona of the brain of foshes. So this way, the person can definitely say the bread of fushers on the drink as well. Rishon Zalman Orbach paskin d'loch l'maisa. He says that Mizrach they have Yerushalayim, and he's paskin d'loch l'maisa that a person does say a bracha achrona on tea and coffee, which person has spread out the drinking over a longer period of time, because that's the derech how it is consumed, and therefore that's considered a valid way to drink it, to be chayiv in a bracha achrona. So you will get different shitas on the different poskim. My understanding is to yes say a bracha achrona, like Rishon Zalman paskins that a person should say a bracha achrona in that situation. Okay, now one other question which comes up is the case where a person drinks bracha achrona, drinks liquid, and then he plans to have another drink of tea or coffee later on. Should he say a bracha achrona now and then a new bracha rishona later on, or should he rely on this original, even though there's going to be a time lapse in between, since he knows for sure he's having another cup, he should just say one bracha and let it extend for the whole session while he's sitting, let's say, and learning, something of that sort. So what to do about that? That's also big machlokes, and we're not going to touch on that now, but I'm just pointing it out because we will come back to that in the sugars, what's known as Shir Ichel. How do we deal with Shir Ichel in regards to both foods and in regards to drinks? Have a good day.